7:53. I am so pleased to have with me this morning Jackie Gingrich Cushman, a Newt's daughter who is one of my favorites and has been for a long time. She's put together a book that's very interesting called The Essential American, A Patriot's Resource, 25 Documents and Speeches Every American Should Own. Jackie, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on today.
No, I'm so delighted. You know, I love history, and I've been going through your book, and I've picked out three of the documents. There's 25, but my favorite is General Douglas MacArthur.
That is a great speech, and he reminds us of what's really important.
About duty, about honor, about country, and what a fabulous career he had.
And I think it is important, as you said, he had such a great long career, and he gave this speech near the end of his life, and it really does talk about the people in the trenches, the soldiers that have to really go out there and secure our freedom, and what's important. And he does it in such a passionate, heartfelt way that you can understand how much he loves his country, how much he loves the Corps, and how much duty, honor, and country really mean to him.
And then the other speech that I enjoyed, I read it, of course, before, but I don't know, you bring a certain something to it, is the speech that FDR made to the American people after Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. That was a magnificent speech.
It really was, and he did a couple of things. One, you know, he had a long history of talking to the American people, to the fireside chat. He made sure that he spoke directly to them, and they felt as if they were in a conversation with him. So at the time that this happened, he already had a relationship with the American people. The attack on Pearl Harbor was sudden. It was shocking. We weren't prepared for that particular thing to happen at all. It was really unbelievable. We were all focused on the war in Germany and worried about England and would we enter the war on that side. So we really were shocked as a nation that someone would come into our territory and do something so sudden and dramatic. But when you read the speech, you see the words he uses. He does a couple of things. One, he assures that we'll be victorious.
Yes.
He makes no bones about it. He doesn't say, we're going to try as hard as we can, and if it doesn't work out, that's okay. He says, we will be victorious. He also talks about righteousness. And so clearly in his mind, we have righteousness on our side and are doing the right thing, and he understands that in the end that this war was about good triumphing over evil.
He was just a tremendous communicator. And then, of course, the other speech that I enjoyed, the other document, as you call them, was Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
You know, when we pulled together The Essential American, we pulled together not only speeches that everybody knew, like the Gettysburg Address, some unknown like MacArthur's, but when we did it, I really tried to give you a background of what was happening. So, for instance, the Gettysburg Address that you mentioned, you know, Abraham Lincoln wasn't the main speaker. They had asked someone else to come and speak, and Lincoln was an afterthought. They thought, oh, you know what, we should invite the president. They didn't think he'd show up. He came. After Everett sat down, the main speaker spoke for 2 hours. 2 hours he had this long oration. He sat down. Lincoln gets up. In 287 words, he gives his address. He's done before the photographer could set up his camera. But to your point, in this very short address, he never uses the word I or me.
That's right.
He takes us from the past to the present and a glimpse into the future. And it really is an incredibly moving address because he clearly understood the sacrifice of the men, the soldiers who had died on that hallowed ground, and he understood that his job was to make sure the government of the people, for the people, by the people, would remain. And I think he took that very seriously. If you read about Lincoln, and have four Lincoln, three speeches in the Emancipation Proclamation in this collection of The Essential American, but Lincoln, always faithful, becomes even more faithful through the war and understands that he really is an instrument in the hand of God.
Jackie Gingrich Cushman put this all together, and I'll tell you something, you will return to it again and again. This is the kind of a book that you can pick up at any time and read one of these documents and realize, truly realize, what a tremendous country we have and the different kinds of leaders that we had that inspired leadership, that inspired the people. And Jackie, this is terrific. I can't wait to get into it again. And it's one of those books that you just sit down with yourself at home and say, which one do I want to read today? And just a tremendous contribution. I know it's going to sell well. Be a great, great Christmas gift. How long did it take you to put it together?
You know, it's quite a while because I did do a lot of research. I have an introduction for each document and speech, but I love to read. I was a little girl in the back of the class that sat and read books during school, so it was really fun. But to your point, we have it's a great resource. We include a free DVD with 1,200 additional documents. There's a timeline of events for our history. We had the presidents, the first ladies, and the Supreme Court justices.
That's tremendous.
It was a great book to put together, and I'm really thrilled that it's going to be useful for people.
Well, Jackie, thank you for the time shared with me this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and be sure to say hello to Newt.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet.